Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the second issue of this X-Men story arc, so let's hop into the issue.
On to issue 55.
The Living Pharaoh.
This one starts out. Now, I will say, going from 54 to 55, the Pharaoh's outfit changed. Like, he actually had boots on this time, and he's holding...
Yeah, as opposed to the weird little... half sandal thing.
Yeah, and now he's holding an Ankh, which becomes important because now he's using that Ankh to attack Cyclops.
Right.
And then, you know, just a couple of aesthetics on his outfit in general.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of wristbands and stuff like that.
Which like...
Yeah, right?
They did so much, like... I mean, literally, from one issue to the next, it was like, what the fuck were they literally thinking?
Drugs, man.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, you saw Ant-Man and Wasp, right?
Yeah.
You know, Stan Lee, when his car shrinks, he's like, 60s is getting back to me now. Or 60s are really... whatever he said.
Anyways, like we said, we open up to the Pharaoh, and he's holding an Ankh.
Yeah. He attacks Cyclops with it, and this is what I was saying earlier. Like, I didn't know Cyclops could bounce his beams off
Maybe
walls.
The wall was really shiny, and it's now a laser beam?
Sure.
Drives cats crazy.
Anyway.
But yeah, no, I think that's the first time I've ever seen him bounce his
off
the beam off of something.
Like,
also.
It was totally... I came out of nowhere. Like, unless that cave wall was onyx, which I doubt.
Maybe it was a wall of quartz.
Again, I doubt.
Yeah.
But so it's these two are fighting it out. In between all the fighting, we get a quick panel of the police saying they have no leads on where Cyclops is. And then Jean is able to, with her mental powers, was able to figure out...
pick up connect with Cyclops. And when she connects with Cyclops, it throws him off of his game of fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pharaoh zaps him.
No,
it says zap right up there.
Oh, God. So, yeah, you're right. Okay. So he hits him again with the Ankh. He is definitely using all of his power through this Ankh, which... cool, that's fine. Where was the last issue? But whatever. Which is really all it took. Like, the Pharaoh was able to get the upper hand because Cyclops got distracted. Pharaoh was able to knock him out. Jean thinks that because she lost contact, mental contact, that he's dead.
Of course, because that's, you know, the first logical conclusion, you know.
I mean, yeah.
But if you think about it, it doesn't actually make sense because if she's actually telepathic,
mm-hmm.
and she was already connected to his mind, even if he was unconscious,
his subconscious
would still be
there. Yeah, exactly.
So, like, yeah. But, of course, we're smarter than they were back then, so.
In the 60s, man.
Hey, man, but, like, what if she just, like, completely lost track of him? Wouldn't that just be like, whoa.
Stop doing the drugs there, Art. Well, I guess that wasn't art, was it? Never mind. So next we see the Pharaoh, along with his guards, taking Cyclops and a sarcophagus away.
But what's really great is, look at what they were driving away in.
Station wagon?
It's a freaking station wagon.
Well, they had to. They need room for
I mean, come on. This is the Pharaoh, man. Like, and he can only afford a station wagon?
Station wagons were cars of prominence back in the 60s. Yep, sure. Say it with confidence. Everybody believes you, right?
Yeah, I don't.
but they needed the storage because they had a sarcophagus and a giant, you know, case along with a bunch of suitcases. So, because they get to JFK Airport.
But don't worry, all their paperwork is in order.
All paperwork's in order.
Is there a problem with the paperwork officer? No, not at all. It's actually kind of nice to see it going back to its homeland. Pat, pat, pat.
So racist.
Yeah.
Apparently, we find out that the Pharaoh charted the whole plane for him and his
guards. See, that's what I'm
saying.
He couldn't afford a better car.
He's in town. It's fine. He just needs something. Just a little something.
But he rented a whole plane out.
Well, he didn't. Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay? Exactly.
I got nothing. But as they get airborne, Pharaoh dumps out the case, which had Cyclops in it.
He was literally stuffed in a trunk,
mm-hmm.
which is hilarious.
And what did they put on him?
What the hell? It doesn't actually
say. It's just a skin-tight hood.
Yeah, and it's Cyclops can't take it off.
Nope. I also got worried for a second because I'm like, it's skin tight. How is he able to breathe? It wasn't until the next page where I saw the mouth hole.
Yeah, the little like gap right here.
Yeah. But he's... This is where the Pharaoh brags that you can cry all you want. No one will hear you. I've charted the whole plane. So you're going to be stuck here until we get to where we need to go. Gene picks up on Scott's mental...
patterns.
Mental waves again.
So they're flying towards the plane. And they're like, the plane's slowing down. And I would just like to point this out that anybody that knows anything about air travel, if the plane started slowing down, it would also start, you know, dropping.
Yeah. Also, opening up a door.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to point out.
God, please go ahead with
that. Okay. So like the living Pharaoh opens up the door of the plane.
So many problems.
And he is just sitting there and the fez is still on his head.
Yes. Yeah.
And like it's so
problematic. Uh-huh. Not only that, when Beast tries to dodge it, he snaps the
joystick,
control.
The control, yeah,
of their little jet. It's like, what the heck, dude?
It's that shoddy freaking workmanship, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But
this is what really kills me. I'm going to throw some ice wings on us to help us fly.
Which is funny, because they're going straight into a nosedive.
Yeah, well, not only that, but all the ice is going to do is make them heavier. And it's going to make impact that much worse. And then Angel gets up there with, you know, his impressive 12-foot wingspan and tries to slow the whole thing down.
I mean, it works. They land in the water fine.
At least, you know, Bobby didn't try to freeze the water.
Actually, you would have been better.
Boonk.
Would have been trying to freeze a slide.
Yeah.
They slide in the water.
Freeze a slide and then into a rock.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Anyway,
I would like that. That would be fun.
See, we should write for Marvel.
Good. I think honestly, it would be better for any like indie company. But
no, I meant in the 60s. Dude, time travel. It works in this. Why can't it work?
That's fair.
So it pans over to a pyramid,
mm-hmm.
obviously in the desert because there's like sand blowing and you know the sky is red.
Yep. So the Pharaoh is taunting Cyclops. He's saying that Alex has to die. So his way of killing them right now is by flooding the room that they're in.
Yeah, okay. Here's something. He was going to stab him with a freaking knife in the museum.
Yeah.
And that was okay. They could have literally stabbed them on the plane ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but there was a guy that asked about that. One of the guards asked about that. When they were moving him out.
Yeah.
He stated that he has to kill him.
Why are we carrying these? I think it's that one right there.
Why must we transport the infidels? Can we not slay them here at once? Question not the wisdom of the living Pharaoh. The graves of our ancient homeland are filled to overflowing with such rash ones. All shall be revealed unto you in time. So your dude doesn't give an explanation.
But he was going to kill him right there, first off.
Yeah, straight up. No, like you're right. The guard was right.
Yeah.
Kill him now. You want the power, exactly. Kill him now.
You don't even have a name tag.
But he's a smart one, apparently.
Exactly.
So Cyclops feels the water rising. So he's able to run over to...
I think he actually runs into it. He's like, wait. I heard the Pharaoh Stooges put down his mummy case about here.
And the mummy, he also figured out that Alex was in the mummy case, in the sarcophagus.
Yeah, which... Yeah,
whatever. Comics.
Then proceeds to use his face to bash a hole into the freaking...
I feel like his fist would be better.
Exactly. It does say that, you know, it's flimsy and splintered and old, which explains why he could breathe in it.
I feel like his fist would be better,
exactly,
though.
Exactly, but like, he just starts smashing his face into it. Like, it's not even a headbutt. Like, look where it's showing that he hits. Like, right there in his eyes.
Well, that makes sense. I mean,
I guess
he's got the visor, yeah. But that would definitely still hurt his eye sockets. Comic logic.
And then, without even a beat of wondering what it is, Alex is just like, hey, I'll have you out of there in a sec.
Now, how could Alex get that off and not Cyclops?
Exactly.
Logic, man.
It was definitely
had to put this out the door
for
that.
And then he's like, and if you have some Excedrin, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you just smashed your face into a wooden box 100 times.
So they go busting out, and they are attacking the guards. One of the guards comes in to tell the living pharaoh that they are free. And he's like, no, what? I can't. That can't be. No, this is my plan.
Now I have to give him a death without mercy. Yeah. Okay, but right there in that last panel,
yeah,
dude, Mr. Sinister.
Okay, that's like, fair. The shading, the lighting, yeah.
When I saw it, I'm like, wait. And I'm like, no, wait, never mind. We're good.
That's fair.
Then I thought it was going to be a whole apocalypse setup thing, and I'm like,
this early?
Yeah, that's... yeah.
So we get a quick montage of...
Cyclops and Alex fighting all the Pharaoh's men and, like, holding their own.
Oh, yeah, by themselves, is nice.
And then the genius, you know, living Pharaoh jumps in like, oh, here I am. I have to save you incompetent fools. But wait, I'm floating. What has me? And then, you know, it pans up and here's Angel swinging him around by his freaking cape. And, okay, first off, like, I realize this is a comic and it's fantasy.
You have to suspend your belief.
Yeah. But his wings would barely be able to hold him. Let alone, because look how short they are.
Yeah.
Let alone a, you know, 200-pound pharaoh in all of his regalia.
I would say 180, but 200 pounds with all the clothes.
Yeah. And swings him around like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know what it's like to pick somebody up.
Yeah.
That weighs about the same amount that I do.
Yeah.
And like to actually swing them around like that, what they don't tell you is that every single human has super power. Every single mutant has super strength.
Yes. That's just, you know, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Just don't worry about that.
Right.
But he is able to, for whatever reason, throw them on top of the pyramid.
Yeah. Which, that pyramid looks really small when you put it that way.
Well, right there, yes, but...
No, I mean, like, because look, you can see the bottom of the pyramid right here. Like, well, all the way around the edges.
It's so, depth.
And he's literally, like, as big as the whole platform is on the top of it. He's almost hanging over the top of it. So that makes that pyramid roughly 50 feet tall. Anyways.
Math. Who needs it? Just kidding. So then the rest of the X-Men come in and easily handle all the guards. Yeah, it's just no contest.
But here is the part where... they're talking about him not having superpower or not being a mutant because he's like, thank heaven, or he says, Beast says, you know, say, look how well Cyclops' sibling's handling himself. His right hook is practically a superpower in itself. And then Cyclops says, thank heaven that's all that Alex possesses. I want him to lead a normal life, not like me.
Yeah, so it's very contradictory of what Scott said in the first issue where he's like, he's a mutant. He just doesn't know he's a mutant. Well, no, now he's not a mutant. This is great. Awesome.
And then the next panel over, the Pharaoh's like, now I know that the two infidels are brothers and both mutants.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, you already said they're mutants. You've literally been shot by Cyclops' eye beams.
And you knew he was a mutant. That's why you kidnapped Alex. Like, yeah, there was definitely some
logic.
Very bad things here. But he's getting ready to... strike from the top of the tower, or I'm sorry,
pyramid.
Top of the pyramid. But Alex sees it and he, on reflex,
gestures with his hands.
Yeah, he sends out a blast. And the Pharaoh goes falling. Angel, you know, saves him real quick. And before anything else can happen, the Pharaoh tells his
guards to
run away. And then we get the last page is Cyclops. Well, Alex is wondering what just happened.
What's going on?
How he did that. And Alex is like, you are a mutant. This just proves it. My brother's a mutant. I literally like how Alex is just standing there with like his fist out like, what?
These hands.
Yeah. but yeah, that ends that issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this X-Men storyline.